Kum lernen a black gemara with naf ayin hey omer aleph on top of the page. Okay, so we said that if it's befrahesia in public, you have to die for all mitzvahs. If they're doing it, yeah. Sending more of aiter omer aviru marav ma'ase about the mecha. There was a story of a person shenosan eina beisha. Suddenly he got an obsession with this woman. Achas is one woman. Hela liba tina, which literally means he had this obsession. He was besotted by her. He got sick. He went to the doctors and he asked them for a cure. The only way that he can ever be cured is if he fulfills his goal with this woman. Let him die. We're not going to permit him to have relations with this girl. Then the doctor said, okay, you don't have to go that far. Let her just stand and let her... let it be lewd, you know, look lewdly at her, and that's it, and be naked. Yamus al tamad l'fanav. The Rambam says, no, let him die. Father of Aruma, she should not stand before him that way. Says Gemara, says Tisaper imoy machoyli agedah. Another, the doctor then said, you know what? We can go even less. That if she stands behind the fence and just talks to him, Yamus will like Tisapi machoyli agedah. The Rambam said, let him die, and we're not going to allow this. Now, why not? Pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi bar Shmuel bar Achmeri. The two argued. Chad amar eish es ish haisa. She was a married woman, so this is Mama Sharoyes. Chad amar pnuy haisa. She was a single girl. No, so if it's a single girl, why do we say that he should die? Bishrei leman damar eish es ish haisa shap. It makes sense. A married woman, it's Haroyes. Leman damar pnuy haisa, my kulahai. Okay, it's only Yisrael Rabbanon. Why to such an extent they should die rather than give in? And obviously she's prepared to go along, otherwise we can't force her. So what's the big deal? She might be Meichel, but she's going to give out a terrible name for her family that they have this promiscuous daughter. We don't want this kind of behavior by Yiddish girls. Why don't they just get married? And obviously she's in agreement. We're not forcing her. She's in agreement. Let her get married. And then Rashi says an interesting thing. We're talking about the last one. Let them talk behind the fence or let them have conversations. And obviously it's more than just a normal conversation. What's the big deal? Rashi says, about 10 lines and everything. The ein kan prutz baroyes. That's not called prutz baroyes. The kulul of the hachi. Everyone should meet girls and talk. The linsman then get married. The ain't can aveda el mitzvah. So there's two ways. Are you talking about just the talking? Yeah, but yeah, talking. Well, yeah, is a mitzvah, not aveda at all. So it says something about the way things should be done. It says the gemara let me ask for daita. Very interesting. It's not going to help if they're dating in order to get married, and then they get married. Nothing is going to help. Why not? We had this in the end of the Dorim. Like Rabbi Yitzchak said, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Miyoyim Shechor Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, everyone became very worried because of so many daigis that they have. And therefore, Nitla Tam Bia, we lost the Tam of marital relations, but Nitla Lo Eved Aved, the only ones who still enjoy it are people who do Avedis. Shenema, Mayim Gnuvim Taku, stolen waters are sweet, and the lech and sestarim yinim, and hidden bread is sweet. In other words, things which are legal give people more shmak. If you turn this legal, he won't get anything. He Dafka wants it to be nak. Look what Rashi says here. That's right. But look what Rashi says here. What's the swara? What does it do? Chur beis hamikdash. Look what Rashi says here. Beis hamikdash. Chur beis hamikdash. Koshel hakoyach. People became weak. Medagas rabbis. We have a lot of daigas. Ve'ein ruach koma beish. And a person's spirit is not strong. People don't really desire their wives. They're worried about the Beis HaMikdash. Did you know that? Lefichach nitl tam bia. Chassidus Rashi. So what's up? Nitl leiv leveda. But look at that next Rashi. Nitl leiv leveda. Why do they have it? She yates hara toikfun. By them, the Yitzhar is very strong, and therefore, yeah, exactly. We are worried all the time about the Chur Beis HaMikdash, and the Mashiach hasn't come yet. It affects our Poshul Agash Mizik life. That's how it should be. Amazing Rashi. And he's not talking about that generation, he's talking about all generations. had an aloch paid the ben tzayin mina. That's how it should be. Okay, that's the idea. That even, yeah. Okay, so we finish with skila. Now starts sreifa. Elu hein hanisrofin. The following people get burnt. Habor. We just add the new perik on ayin hey aleph. The elu hein hanisrofin. The following people get burnt. Habor al isha ubitam. Somebody has relations with a woman and her daughter. So one of them, Pashta Pshat, is the daughter is your wife and the mother is your mother-in-law. And if you have relations with your mother-in-law, for that you are Chayiv Misa. Skreifa. Sorry? That's why they should made this way. You shouldn't be Nichshol. Look what happened. It says that the first son-in-law should not live in the house because we always worry there'll be some relations between the mother-in-law and the first son-in-law. Ubas koyin shezin, so the daughter of a koyin, which you learned before, is mezana. She gets sreif. Yes, bechalal. Included in that, then we spread it, extend it. Included in that is isha, a woman, ubita, her daughter. No, it was not, her daughter, and ubitoi, his daughter, ubas bitoi, and his daughter and the granddaughter. When we say over here, Bita, we're talking about, even though it's not the wife, the daughter of his wife. For another, it's not his wife, he raped her and then had a girl. So it's his daughter, but it's not Bas Ishtai, it's Bitoi from Anusa. Yeah. Bas Bitoi and her daughter, Ubas Bnoi, and the daughter of her son, again, if he raped a woman and had a son. That granddaughter, Ubas Ishtai, the daughter of his wife, whether it's his daughter, whether it's a stepdaughter, Ubaz Bita, and the daughter of her daughter, Ubaz Bita, the daughter of her son, Chamoisai, his mother-in-law, the Aim Chamoisai, and his mother-in-law's mother, the Aim Chamov, and the mother of his father-in-law. Interesting, his own grandmother is only Yosem Drabon. We had it before, and we'll learn later. Okay, says the Gemara, what's going on here? Okay, the pasuk that we need to all the Gemara is revolves around a pasuk. I'll just read you the pasuk because then you'll understand the Gemara. The pasuk says that a man should that takes isha, a woman, as ima and his wife and his and her mother, is zimahi. That's his mother-in-law. So if he takes his wife, which is legal, and he takes his mother-in-law, which is illegal, zimahi. This is a zinus. But eish yisifu. Oh, so they should be burnt in the fire. Then it says the eshed and they. Not sure who the they is. The they is your wife and your mother-in-law. What did your wife do wrong? Yeah, he for sure is one. But it says then the pasuk says Yisifu oisay v'eshed. V'eshed means both his wife and his mother-in-law. What does his wife do wrong here? So that's why we're going to see some people learn pshat that it's talking about his mother-in-law and his mother-in-law's mother, and that's why eshed. They're both illegal for him. We don't want any zima amongst you. Okay? And then there's another pasuk where it says that an erva of a woman and a daughter you shouldn't reveal, granddaughter, whether the son's daughter or the daughter's daughter, because zima. It says the Gemara, now, basically it's tukim. Habalisha, a person has relations with a wife, shenasa bita, like Tani. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, if somebody had relations with a woman, that he was married with her daughter, in other words, his mother-in-law. It doesn't say that. El habal isha ubita. It sounds like they're both are committing aveda. Meklal de tavayili sura. They're both in aveda. Umaninu. Who can it be? Both aveda. Chamoisai ve'em chamoisai. It seems the Mishnah is talking about his mother-in-law and then his mother-in-law's mother, his wife's baba, and both of them are asur. Uktoni, we learned yesh beklal isha bita that they're included in isha and bita. So it sounds like these two are the main, the cardinal, the principal of Eris, and then everything else from there. But where does it say the Torah grandmother? Mother-in-law, it says, but where does it say grandmother? The rest of the Mishnah we learn from Midrash is according to Abayin that says that the mother-in-law and the mother's mother-in-law and the mother-in-law's mother is also included in the Isser. Fine. That, sorry? The mother-in-law's mother. Mother, yeah. That's what, then it's Rabbi Kiva, fine. is Masni Siman Rabbi Akiva. El Rama, Rava says, all opinions, no one talks about the mother-in-law. Why does it say two cases in the Pasuk? One is talking about the mother-in-law, why the daughter's alive. And one is talking about a chiddush, the mother-in-law, even after the daughter is dead. But everyone agrees the mother-in-law's mother is not included in the Pasuk. So what's Shatna Mishnah, who's author of Mishnah L'Rava? The whole argument there is a mother-in-law after the wife died. And then you, the mother-in-law of Yechai, Mishnah Masnissi, Mani, who's our Mishnah? Omlach Rava says, Rava, to me, learn, Habo al Isha Shinosa Bita. So learn, add a change of word in the Mishnah. Talk about only the mother-in-law, because that's the only thing that's written. If somebody had relations with a woman, then you already married her daughter. That was the mother-in-law. Then the Mishnah continues, Yiz Bechal Isha Bita Chamaisa Veim Chamaisa Veim Chamav. We learn from there, we go further. We learn from there, the mother-in-law, the mother-in-law's mother, and the father-in-law's mother. Labayi, now according to why you mention the mother-in-law, everyone agrees that the mother-in-law is asa. The mother, Labayi that says that the mother-in-law and her mother is already asa. So why is the Mishnah mention the mother-in-law and the mother? I did the kaboy the Mishnah aim chama because you want to mention the father-in-law's mother, so you also mention the mother-in-law's mother. Tanilami chamaise ve'aim chamaise. You mention also the mother-in-law and the mother-in-law's mother. The Rav, according to Rav, that holds everyone agrees that the mother-in-law's mother is not written in the Torah. Yeah, but don't get straight for it. We had to add it. Yeah, we learned from a psukim. You still get the same punishment, but we had to learn it from somewhere. It's not written clearly in the Torah. The Rav, since the pasuk only talks about a mother-in-law, not any further. I did come by the Mishnah aim chama the aim chama. According to Rav, you have to learn both. Mother-in-law's mother and father-in-law's mother, because both are not written in the Torah. Torah, not Michamaisa, mentioned also mother-in-law. Okay, so moving on immediately, how do we know all these extras? The Torah Rabbana, we learn, it says in the Pasuk, Ish Asha Yikach Es Isha, it says in the Pasuk, a man takes a woman, the Es Ima and her mother, sounds like a wife and her mother, which is a mother-in-law. Ein Li Eli Isha the Ima. All we know is a woman and her mother. Bas Isha, Ubas Bita, Bas Benominain, how do you know the daughter of the wife? How do you know the granddaughter? Or the hand of the granddaughter from the son. How do you know that it's also awesome? Nemakan, it says here it says Zima. And in this passage where it says Zima, it just says a woman and a mother. It doesn't mention, downwards. And it says another part, Nemakan, another part says Zima. It says you shouldn't, the erva of a woman and a daughter, you shouldn't reveal the granddaughters and so on. Malahala bito, bas bito, bas bano, just like over there in the next passage where it mentions Zima, it says the daughter, the granddaughter from the son and the daughter. Avkan, over here also, when it talks about the Sreifa, is bas bito, bas bano. Menayin, how do you know? Lasse is Zuchorin Kinnikavis, how do you know the males are also just like the women? The Gemara should explain the whole Braisa. Nema kan Zima, here it says Zima, but Nema lahalan Zima, it says further Zima. Malahala Zuchorin Kinnikavis. Just like the next braisa, males are like females, which Luchayim Gemara can ask, where does it say in the pasuk? It all says Erev Asisha Bita. It's mentioning about males. He says Avkan Zucharim Kinnikavis. Minayin, how do you know Las is Lemata Kilamayla? How do you know to make future generations Lemata, lower generations, like the generations above? Nema Kan Zima and Nema Lahalon Zima. Malahal Lemata Kilamayla. Avkan Lemata Kilamayla. Yeah, well, like a member too. Makan lemayla klamata. Just like the mother-in-law is like the mother-in-law. We see mother-in-law's mother is like the mother is mother-in-law. Afal halam lemayla klamata.
That's the wire. Even at that time, could be 15 years old.
Had to be.
And mother in another 15, so it's 30 years old.
People live with older women. Yesterday you had a person who died who was 91 and all of his wives were in their 20s.
He had plenty of wives.
And they're all 20s.
Yeah, wife's 20s, I understand.
So it can't be the other way around?
But the other way around.
Yeah, both ways. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my man, we learned.
We're in the wrong place, otherwise we would be looked at.
That's right. Oh, my, we learn. Menayin lasses chorin kinnikavis. How do you know what you said before? How do you know males are like females? What do you mean males like females? What do you mean? Ila, are you trying to say that the granddaughter of a daughter is also to you? Just like, that the granddaughter of a son is also to you, just like the granddaughter of a daughter. Ma bas benoki bas bita bahadi adonikasi. They're both written together. The pasuk. Ella that aim chamav keim chamasai. The mother-in-law's. That the father-in-law's mother is also to you, just like the mother-in-law's mother. That's what it means, Zacharim Kinnikavis. That your father-in-law's mother is also like the mother-in-law's mother. Hashtam, says the Gemara, I don't understand. And where does it say mother-in-law's mother? That's also we learning out. Hashta em chamoisai, the mother-in-law's mother, like come along, does not written in the Torah. Em chama meheder alos. We're going to learn the father-in-law's mother from there. From where? I said this is pshat. Minayin, how do you know? Lasa she'ed haba mimenu ki she'ed haba mimena. How do you know that? We're not talking about the one that's usher through the son or through the father-in-law. We're talking about the man and the woman. How do you know that descendants, his descendants, how do you know that the descendants that come from him, that his daughter, in other words, if he raped a woman and he has kids, so it's not his wife, it's his kids, but it's not his wife because he raped her. How do you know that those children and grandchildren are usher to him just like from his wife? Because they're not included in the pasuk where it says Isha Bita, because it's not a wife. Yeah. It says over here, Zima, it says further Zima. In that other passage, he doesn't mention either a woman that he raped. What are you learning? If we're trying to learn that a woman that he raped, the kids are halachically his kids, and they're also to him, his daughter, his granddaughter, and all that, just like it would be his wife's kids.
Wouldn't the kids be
yeah, but legally, we're talking about legally. Because it wasn't his wife. He stopped and raped a strange woman and had kids. So we would think that maybe legally it doesn't have the same status as his wife's kids. So you're saying, and that's what we're learning at Chorne Kavis.
Still naturally, they're his kids.
Exactly, yeah, but yeah, we need a pasuk for it. So you bring a pasuk, it says Zima, but that pasuk doesn't mention a woman. They also talks about his wife. It says Isha Bita. So where do you learn it from? Amar Rava, Amar Levitch, Bar Avodime, Asya, we learn out. Heina, Heina. We learn out, Heina, Heina. In this pasuk it says... it says ki ervos chahena by bas bincha. At bas bincha it says it's an erva chahena. They are an erva to you. And it's another pasuk. It says chahena. It says the erva of a woman and a daughter you should megala. And it says the granddaughter and so on that. It says chahena zimahi asya. Then we learn out zima zima. In this second pasuk it says zima, and then the third pasuk when we learned before about getting burnt in the fire it says zima as well. And so therefore we learn out that. That talking about even what do you call it? Even a woman that you raped. Yeah. Like, 'cause the first pasuk it doesn't say his wife; it just says bas bincha. It doesn't say ish your wife; it just says bas bincha. So therefore, it could be even a woman that you raped, and then it says heina. Then another pasuk it says isha bita; it says heina. So we compare the two, and in that same pasuk it says zima, and then the third pasuk it talks about sreifa; it says zima. So that's how we bring it back to the first one, which talks about the woman you raped. Oh, my, you said before, it says, how do you know, to make the bottom like the top? What do you mean? What do you mean, make future generations like the previous generations? Lamata means, your future generations, your granddaughter from your son or your daughter, kibita like your daughter. It's written clearly in the Pasuk. In that same Pasuk, it says, ish ve'ima. So in the same pasuk where it says your granddaughter, it says your mother-in-law. You don't need it exactly. You don't have to learn anything. Ela aim chamalei chamais. The pasuk where it talks about a mother-in-law. But what about a mother-in-law's mother and a father-in-law's mother? That's not written in the pasuk. So therefore, we're comparing lamata to lamaila. So Gemara's question is faket. We don't know about a mother's mother-in-law's mother. So what do you mean you're comparing lamata to lamaila? Faket. Lamata is written in the pasuk, and lamaila is what's not written in the pasuk. Fetting what the high lamata kilamaila faket. Lamaila kilamata have it. It should have said that we learned the preceding generations are just like your future generations. You want to ask it right? Tini lamaila kilamata. Change it around as if it says in the Braisa that we compare the past generation to the future generations. It says in the Braisa says it says here zima. And it says there's Zima, and we're trying to learn now. Mahash to Ini like Siva, Zima do Siva. Since it does not mention anywhere by the word Zima, the child wasn't mentioned by a mother in law's mother or a father in law's mother, Anissa. What do you mean it says the word Zima there? And that's how you're trying to learn out future generations to past generations. It's not written past generations at all. I'm going to buy a Hacha cover. This is what he means to say. Minai and Lasa Shloisha Doidis Lamaila Kishloisha Doidis Lamata. How do you know that we go three generations, Lamaila? In other words, we go to a mother-in-law, and we go to the mother-in-law's mother. She's a third generation. Your wife is the first generation. Your mother-in-law's second generation. Your mother-in-law's mother's third generation. How do you know that you go back a third generation? That's the first question. How do you know go back three generations? And because when you go down, you go three generations: your daughter, and you, which is the next generation, and the granddaughter, which is the third generation. So how do you know you've worked three generations up? Nema lamata, it says zima, but nema lamaila zima. It says lamaila zima. It says if a person takes a man and a woman zimahi. Malamata shleisha deida, just like when you talk about granddaughters, three generations. Aflamaila, when we ask her, a mother-in-law, we also go three generations, so we know to add one more generation, which is a mother-in-law's mother. So even though it's not written in the Torah, it's because we're comparing it to going down three generations of forbidden. So your wife obviously mutter, but her daughter and her daughter and granddaughter is also. So when we say that that's third generation granddaughter. So when we say that your mother-in-law is also, we go one more generation, your mother-in-law's mother.
No, by common sense.
Common sense is not enough to ask. We need to find a way in the pasuk. Right? We need to find a source. Common sense, you can't kill anybody. When it comes to punishment, just like when it comes to punishment, the Torah says you burn only by a mother-in-law. But we're going to say the same thing applies to a daughter, to a daughter and a granddaughter. Is avbaz horanami osel lemayla kolamata. So therefore, when it comes to avera, the iser, we learn lemayla melamata. Rav Ashi, says, "La'olam kiraktani." Rav Ashi says, "No, read it the way it says. Not, don't change it around. That we're learning the ma'ila from the matter. Say we're learning the matter from the ma'ila. What do you mean? L'chayli, the Torah clearly writes a daughter and a granddaughter does not write a mother-in-law's mother. La'olam kiraktani. Ma'ila matter, the matter be isa. The matter means lower levels of isa. I'm talking about lower levels of isa." Just like she, her mother's mother is Asr, so he too, his mother's mother is Asr. So we're learning his natural grandmother from his wife's grandmother. That's what we're learning. Now we're learning granddaughter. We're learning Lamatami, they're both talking about grandmothers. One is your wife's grandmother, and one is your own grandmother. How do you know your grandmother is also? Till now, we're talking about the wife. So we're saying, since the wife's grandmother is also, so we're also including your own natural grandmother. And yet yours is much, but it's a lower level of Issa. The punishment is much lower. There's no logic. The only logic to it, as the one of the says, is because it's so unnatural with your own natural grandmother. It could happen, if it happens, it's more natural to happen with your wife's grandmother than with your own grandmother. It's a lot, exactly. It's so rare. Mm-hmm. You don't have a taiva for that. Yeah, but your grandmother. Chazak very much, it says. The chazak, your ability. And in fact, the Gemara is asking a question. Alochayde. Your own grandmother is not even Asam HaTayro. It's only Asam Drabon. It's called Shnias. According to you, if we're learning Lamaila, Lamaila Matra is going from your mother-in-law to your mother's mother, your mother-in-law's mother, why don't we also include your grandmother? Amr Abaya, Abaya says, you know why your grandmother is not included? Because it says, Amr Kareem Pasik, Imcha Hi. It says in Pasik that the erva of your father, the erva of your mother, don't be Megale, because Imcha Hi. What do you mean Imcha Hi? Obviously, it's your mother. Coming to say only your mother, but not your mother's mother. So what Abai is saying here is that what do you mean lamata lamaila? We're not going down to the granddaughters. We're going up to the grand, to the mother-in-law's mother. But it's called a lamata because in Easter it's one level less than the mother-in-law. A mother-in-law is the worst aveda. And how do you know to extend it to her mother as well, which is lamata, which is a lower level of Issa? And that's what we say. That's what the Rishon is saying, because it's zima zima. But it's extra. But if you want to ask the question, if so, why don't we go further and say your own natural grandmother? Because the Feshah Pasik, Imchahi, only your mother is also not your grandmother. Rava says, Bein lamanda amar. Yeah. Rava says, Bein lamanda. There's two opinions. Generally speaking, whenever you learn from somewhere else, do we say, Doin mina umina, or do we say, Doin mina mukabasa? Which means like this. Whenever we learn from somewhere else, do we say we learn exact doin mino, we learn from somewhere else, umino, and exactly the way it's there is the way it's here? Or do we say no? Doin mino, we learn the principle from there, but then v'uki ba'asa, you translate here how it fits into here. And you modify it. But we just learn the principle from here and we modify it to fit in over here. Says Rav, so Abai's answer was, says Imchahi, that's why you, the mother, the guy's mother's mother is not Asa. Says Rav, whether you learn doing mina umina, you learn exactly like over there. So your question was, let's learn from your mother-in-law's mother, so your mother's mother should be Asa. Whether you say you learn from there and then you just go here and you learn accordingly, lo yase, it won't work. Lamandama, no, your grandmother won't be included, right? Lamandama doin mina umina mahi, just like she, aim ima suda, your wife, her grandmother is usa. So you want to learn afhu nami, aim ima suda, you want to say his grandmother, that his own grandmother is usa, and what do you mean umina? Umina. Mahi b'sreif. If you learn mino, mino, it has to be exactly like over there, which is what? What's the punishment for your wife's grandmother, sreifa? Afhu nami b'sreifa, so his own grandmother should be sreifa. It can be. Lamando amas sreifa. Remember the two opinions. Is sreifa stricter than skila or skila stricter? Lamando amas sreifa chamura. The one who says sreifa is more chamur can be. Your own mother, what do you get? If a person has a relationship with his own mother, he gets skila. And that's a weaker punishment. So how could it be that his mother's mother will get sreifa? If you hold that sreifa is stricter than skila klepnish. So you can't learn your grandmother from your wife's grandmother. Equal mifra mali, she can't ima b'sreifa. Her own mother, nobody's your mother-in-law sreifa, so it makes sense. The mother-in-law's mother also sreifa. Toime b'hu, when it comes to him, she imoi b'skila. His mother, he gets skila, which is the weaker punishment. And then his mother's mother gets sreifa klepnish. V'oi imoi b'skila. Ain imoi b'sreifa. And a chutz, that makes sense. Why should be, yeah. V'oi, furthermore. That's right. Oh, furthermore, mahi, just like her, just like by her, the grandmother gets exactly the same punishment as the mother. Afhu nami, so by him also, his mother gets skila, his grandmother should get the same punishment as skila. Not a different punishment. It's a klepnish. Therefore, we cannot make this hekish. His grandmother is not included. Ulamando am a skila chamura. What about the one all the skila is chamur? So maybe his mother is skila and his mother's mother is safer, lower punishment. Mahai kusha loyna doina. For the second reason, you can't learn it, which is what? Just like by your mother-in-law, there's no difference between the punishment for your mother-in-law and the punishment for your mother-in-law's mother. It's the same punishment. So too with your own mother, your mother and your mother's mother should be exactly the same punishment. And yet you want to give skila for the mother and safer for the grandmother. Can't be. Therefore, we discount it. Well, the mandama, that's the one that says you learn exactly. But what about the mandama that says, don't even know?
Great-grandmother.
Not great-grandmother, grandmother. Your mother and grandmother. And mother and her mother, which is your grandmother.
Three generations.
Three generations, your wife is... No, not above your wife, including your wife. Your wife is the first generation... I can't tell you. The wife is the first generation, your wife's mother is the second generation, and your wife's mother's mother or grandmother is the third generation. Your wife is included.
No, I
don't know what it says.
We don't always agree
with
that.
I don't know what it says. I'm telling you a fact.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, your wife, your grandmother is the third generation. Your mother-in-law is second. You are, you exist. So who are you? You're one generation. We're all something. Well, the band dama, the one that says doing. Yes, my guests are garnished. Well, the band dama doing me nabuki baasa belachayduk. What about the other opinion? It says you learn. Let's learn from your wife's grandmother that is an iser, and then say, okay, since your own mother, natural mother, is skila, so your mother's mother will be skila also. Doesn't have to be exactly the way it's over there. Doing me nabuki baasa. Then move it over here and say, okay, but the punishment will be different. It will be skila like your mother. So then it'll be perfect. Mahi ima asura avhuname. Let's say that just like by her, the grandmother is asa, your mother-in-law's mother, of your also say grandmother's asa. Vuki basa, and then the punishment will say, be like over here, will be skila. Hosam who did say, fuck a skila. Kid ask me like his mother. His mother, the man, the ama, sreifa, chamura, equal me. The one who says sreifa is chamur, we can ask. Malahu, the one also said, Malihi, when it comes to the wife, she can't ima b'sreifa. When it comes to the wife, the mother is sreifa, which is so strict. So therefore, we're going to give also punishment to the grandmother. So therefore, you know why we're going to ask your wife's grandmother? Because your wife's mother is even stricter than your own mother. Your own mother, you get skila, and for your mother-in-law, you get sreifa. It shows you that her family is worse than your family. as far as these relations are. So it makes sense that her grandmother is also asur. Or the Tamid Buhu Shima Biskila, but he, his mother's only skill is a lower level of punishment. So maybe the mother's not even asur. Number one. Void huki he, that he should be like her. Mahi loichi laktaba ben bitalem. Over there, lame. You make no difference between the daughter and the grandmother. What happens if you have a relation with her daughter, you get sreifa? And you have a relation with the grandmother. So everything that's added on, you get sreifa. Makes sense. Afhu also by him, also by him, he should get the same punishment as his daughter as a grandmother. And what do you get for the daughter? Sreifa. And the grandmother, you want to give skila? Can't be. Well, the man do amask, and you can't give the grandmother sreifa because it's different than what you get the mother. Well, the man do amask skila chamura, and the one who said that skila is strict, mahai kusha. The second question is a problem why you shouldn't make a difference. When it comes to him, his daughter was asur. If we're comparing the husband to the wife, by him, his daughter-in-law is asur. So luchayde af he, also by her, kalos asur, her daughter-in-law should be asur to him, because we're comparing males to females. So we should also compare the females to the males. That what? That just like his daughter-in-law is asur to him, his son marries a girl, it's asur to him. So too his wife's son marries a girl, should be asur to him. So even a stepson's wife should be asur. And yet we say that a person's stepson's wife is not asur. If we're comparing the two, he, kahu, should be the same. Omar Abaya Abaya says again, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, Eish is bin chahi. When it talks about his daughter-in-law, it says, you know why it's asur? Because the wife of his son. Everyone knows it's the wife of his son. We started off talking about daughter-in-law. None of us. Mishum Eish is bin chahi. The Torah is coming to limit. When is a daughter-in-law asur? Only if it's your son's wife. But if it's your stepson's wife, you're not asur. It's a Pasuk. Rava Amar, Rava says the same pilpik we said before. Bein leman d'amar, whether you say doin mina umina, that you learn from there, and it's exactly the same punishment here as well. Bein leman d'amar doin mina, you learn from there, bavuki basa, the punishment is different. Loi asa, you cannot learn out. I think he explains quickly, and we'll finish with this. Leman d'amar doin mina umina, the one who says you learn from there, it's exactly the same. So mahu kalos asur, just like he is forbidden to his daughter-in-law. Af he, so too she nami kalos asur, so too his wife's daughter-in-law should be asur to him. Umina, let's learn also what punishment do you get for your own daughter-in-law? Skila, mahu biskila. What does he get for his own daughter-in-law? Gets stoned. Afhi nami biskila. So for the stepson's wife should also be skila. Now let's go through it. Lamanda maskila chamuda. The one who holds that skila is the strictest punishment. Ikalim, you can ask. Maluhu, you know why he gets skila for his daughter-in-law? She can't ima biskila. Upwards, his mother is skila, so his daughter-in-law going down the drain, she also skila. Oh, but Taima Bihi, when it comes to her, she ima b'sreifa, your mother-in-law is only sreifa, why should the daughter-in-law be a worse punishment than the mother-in-law? What's klepnished? Number one. Why, furthermore, bita b'sreifa, also him, if he goes with his wife's daughter, if he has relation with his wife's daughter, he gets sreifa. But the daughter-in-law is skila. How can a daughter-in-law be worse than a daughter? That's not a problem. Who b'atzma yichiach? What about his own families? The bitay, what happens if a father has a relationship with his daughter? Is sreifa. And kalasa and his daughter-in-law is worse. Biskila. So why does that bother you? You see, even in his own family, his daughter-in-law is a worse punishment than his biological daughter. So what are you asking me a question about her daughter and versus daughter-in-law? Elamahu, the question like this. Just like by him. His mother, he gets skila, and his daughter-in-law gets skila. So afi by her also. The same punishment you get for the mother-in-law, which is sreifa, you should get for the daughter-in-law. So why are you giving, and since you say, you're giving me skila, it should be the same punishment as the mother-in-law. Sreifa, that's number one. Well, the man d'amar sreifa chamura, what about the one who says sreifa is more strict? So the daughter-in-law getting skila is a lower punishment, so that makes sense. Mahay kusha l'doni, for the second problem we can learn, because the second point is, it should be the same punishment. You should get, just like by you, you get for your mother the same punishment you get for your daughter-in-law, which is having skila. Over there also, you should get the same punishment as the mother-in-law, which is sreifa. And the daughter-in-law skila. Either the mother-in-law should also get skila, or the daughter-in-law should get sreifa. They should both be the same. Well, the man that said that you take it from there and you just move it over here. Mahu, just like him. Kalase asurim. Just like him. His daughter-in-law is asur. Afhi kalase asurim. Just like him. That the daughter-in-law is usur, so too, that's what we learn, right? His daughter-in-law is usur, so his wife's daughter-in-law should be usur as well. Wuki basa, but we'll change the punishment. Hasmu the miskil over there, you get skila. Avachoch over here, you get safer. Your own daughter-in-law, you get skila, but the daughter-in-law of your wife, you get safer. Kidashchan, just like Baima, like the mother, you get safer, the daughter-in-law. It's hard to learn that way. Why? The man dama skila chamur. One old skila chamur is stricter. So your own daughter-in-law, you get skila, and for the if your wife's daughter-in-law, you get safer. Equal nifrich. Maluhu. You know why? She can't imay biskila. You know why? Over here, his mother gets skila, so therefore with your daughter-in-law you get skila. Toime bihi she imay biskila. So say over there that over there by her, the mother is biskila. She should get safer also. Va'oid mahu chalakta by bebita kalasi. By him, there's a difference between his daughter and daughter-in-law. His daughter, he gets sreifa, and a daughter-in-law, he gets skila. Avhi tachlu by bitla kalasa. But there also, we should say that there's a difference that for the daughter-in-law, she gets different punishment than the daughter. Well, the man domenam sreifa chamur, and the one holds sreifa stricter. Mahay kusha loin the dain. For this very reason, we don't want to make distinctions. Okay, we'll stop here. So just hagimoda to help up. Agmachse b'teik everyone. Yeah, agu gimme.